Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
802 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker behind the glass. And, of course, Rob Cherry in the updates. I'm actually in a little better mood than I was last hour of that show, or this show, because I found some peanut M&Ms out in the hallway, a bag of them. Whenever there's candy, you feel better. All right, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go back to the phone lines in just a few minutes. All of our frustrations, we'll try to boil it down to what it is, which side of this you lie on, either at Carson Wentz or for Carson Wentz. Here to help us break this down, one of the best covering the Eagles here in Philadelphia, Zach Berman. He's the author, of course, of Underdogs, the Philadelphia Eagles' Emotional Road to Super Bowl Victory. He's on with us right now. Zach, how you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
You got it, and I'm looking forward to your perspective, because this is a confounding team, Zach. They're 5-5. They've had some moments. They have a lot of frustrating moments. I know a lot is ahead of them, but when you look at the game Sunday and kind of look back in your mind, is it one that you look at and say, man, that was a loss, they should have had that, or do you take some positives away that, you know, they were right there against the New England Patriots?
I would say neither. I mean, going into the game, I did not expect them to win, and I don't think they played exceptionally well. Obviously, they lost, but I don't think they played that poorly. I don't think the game taught me anything about the team that I didn't know before. I mean, certainly the way they came out in the first quarter was impressive, but they just don't have the offensive firepower to hang with the number one defense in the NFL. And then defensively, I thought they showed a lot of good things. But the reality is that, you know, they lost to a team that was better than them on Sunday, and that's better than them overall. And some of the issues can be fixed. Some of the issues won't be apparent against inferior competition. And then some of the issues, frankly, just won't be addressed until the off season, because they have to deal with either personnel or injuries or roster construction. So I don't think the game changed the way that you team.
Zach, let's talk about Carson Wentz here. He has had, I would say, for the most part, he has played okay this season. He's had some good moments, some tough ones in Dallas yesterday, Sunday, tough against the New England Patriots. How do you view Carson at this stage of his career, Zach? 50 starts in. I feel like 3 or 4 plays a week, he dazzles us. He makes a play that only a handful of quarterbacks can make using his athleticism and arm strength. But often I see the routine is just, it's just missed. You know, that last drive, second to last drive, where he missed those, you know, 3 passes before the fourth down heave. How do you evaluate where he is, and obviously the context of what's around him right now?
Yeah, I don't think that's an unfair characterization. He's shown that he has exceptional talent. I also think that there are inconsistencies that are fair to point out. You do need to take into account the injuries and the personnel deficiencies at wide receiver. That being said, you can't talk about offensive shortcomings and not discuss the quarterback. He's touching the ball every play. And like you mentioned there, as much heat as Nelson Agholor gets for not catching that, you know, fourth down play in the end zone, it's a different game if Carson hits Zach Ertz on previous plays. It's a nuanced discussion, and I don't think it's like absolutely one way or the other. I think that on the list of Eagles problems, you use both hands, you use all your fingers before you got to where Carson Wentz ranks. That's my opinion, but I do think he can play better, and I think when you look at a 2-season sample size here, so coming back from the injury, they haven't won enough games. And it's absolutely fair to consider the quarterback with those problems at large.
Zach Berman joining us here, talking Eagles after the loss on Sunday. Zach, let's look forward here. For as frustrating as Sunday was for this fan base, it still is all there in front of them. Now, they have to do a lot, and they have to take care of business and be much better in their last six than they have been in their first 10. But Seattle coming here Sunday, and then the schedule softens. When you look forward here, Zach, do you still believe, or I say do you believe, because I don't know if you do, but do you believe that week 16 against Dallas, regardless of what just happened 2 days ago, week 16 at Dallas is really what this season's going to come down to?
I do. I think that's going to be the NFC East Championship game. I think even if the Eagles lose to Seattle, which I'm expecting to happen, the Eagles are fine. They just have no margin for error thereafter. The fact that it's a soft schedule, if assuming the Cowboys lose to the Patriots, and I do think that's going to happen as well. If you were to say to the Eagles, you have five games here, four of them are against just bad teams. I mean, Miami, two against the Giants and against Washington, and then you have a home game against Dallas. You need to win those five games to win the NFC East. I think that's a situation they would take. Now, there's a chance they could slip up against the Giants in one of those games, maybe against Miami, but if that's the case, they put themselves in that situation. Those are games they should win. So I think the Eagles can do that. It's going to come down to that Dallas game. Dallas is a tough team, but it's a beatable team. So I think that regardless of what happens on Sunday against Seattle, there should be optimism in Philadelphia because of what December looks like.
Zach, to go back to the offense and Wentz really in particular, what he is right now compared to what he's been in years past, we take a lot of phone calls where the coaching staff is put on blast, and it's kind of assumed to be the missing piece or the common denominator. Obviously, Doug Peterson's been here every day, Carson Wentz has, but a lot of the offensive coaching staff obviously changed over after the Super Bowl. John DeFilippo, Frank Reich. In your opinion, Zach, do you think that is a fair thing that we say is a difference, or do you think it's made too much of, considering, I mean, let's be honest, none of us know what's going on there behind the scenes, you know, in that meeting room. Like, we're not there. We just see the results.
I think as it relates to Carson, I think that's overstated. I mean, Doug's still the play caller. It's still the same offense Carson's been in since he was 2016. Frank Reich was a very good offensive coordinator. John DeFilippo was a very good quarterbacks coach. But I think that can be overstated. I think it's more personnel related. And frankly, if you look at the wide receivers and you want to allocate some of the blame to the wide receivers coach, I wouldn't necessarily object to that. But I think that what's happening on the field is more personnel related than coaching related.
Zach, last one for you here. Eagles, Seahawks, you already had said you think that the Eagles probably dropped this one. If they do, and they're 5-6 and they lose that game moving forward, although I'm with you that I would take that, I think the Eagles would take it, you know, that kind of run through December to go and kind of take care of business and maybe win a division. Do you think it is, maybe we're asking too much or thinking too much of a 5-6 team if we project a loss on Sunday to then win five in a row? Is that out of the realm just considering what they are? Or do you kind of say, no, they can get on a run. The schedule is the schedule.
Yeah, I say the schedule is the schedule. I don't think it's out of the realm when you look at the teams they're playing. Now, if it was 5-6 in a different situation and, you know, you're playing some real tough teams, whether it's home or the road, I'd say it's way too much to ask them to go on that run. But they're going to be favored in every one of those games. And frankly, in December football, when you if you have a franchise quarterback, you shouldn't be losing to the Giants. You shouldn't be losing to Washington. You shouldn't be losing to the Dolphins. It's that simple. They have more to play for. They have better teams. They have a better quarterback in all those games. So if they were to lose any of those four games, then as I said, shame on them. The Dallas game's a different story. And so I think that's the big variable. But I think these are four games that any team in the NFL would wish they had on their schedule. And that's the reason for optimism right now, because those are four games they should win.
Good stuff. Zach Berman, the author of Underdogs, the Philadelphia Eagles' Emotional Road to Super Bowl Victory. Good book, and you do a good job covering the team. Zach, I appreciate you hopping on tonight.
Anytime. Thank you.
There he goes. Zach Berman there. Read him. Does a great job, and always I always like Zach Berman's work. I have for a long time, so happy he could join the show tonight. And And look, what he said there, I said it, and Zach echoed it. We didn't agree on everything, but one thing he said there is, I think we do make too much of the coaching thing. Like this, it's not a different offense. Carson Wentz has run the same plays, same basic offense for 4 years now. Yes, maybe the mechanics, the nuance, the guy in his ear telling him this or that. Yeah, that's changed. The quarterback's coach obviously different than it was a couple years ago. The coordinator's different. It's still the same play caller and the same offense. I just think we go overboard with, it's, what are you going to do without your coaches? Well, you got to figure it out. 888-729-9494. That is how you get in. Before we go back to the lines, and I'll go back just quickly. I need to go on like a 20, 30 second rant on the newspaper. Okay? And I feel like I'm 20, 30 years ago. I got the newspaper in front of me, everybody. We happen to have a copy of the Daily News here. This is Monday's Daily News. This is in front of me. And this is where I guess I see things different. I feel different than not only a lot of fans, not every fan, but a lot, but also the coverage here. Now, I'm not criticizing any writer in here. I mean, these guys all did their job and did a good job writing whatever they were assigned to write on Sunday. I'm just going to give you the layout of the paper Monday. Okay, this is, I'm going to read from back to front as any good sports fan does. Like, no sports fan reads the front of the newspaper first, if you even buy newspapers anymore. I read on my phone. But here it is. I have it in front of me here. So the back page is Can't Catch Him. And it's Nelson, obviously not reeling in the fourth down play. Comeback just out of reach for depleted birds. You open it up. A column by Marcus Hayes about Bill Lyon. Understandable. That's first. Bill is a giant in this town and a great writer. Then the game story. Not so super is your headline there. Okay. Well, obviously, I'm waiting to, where's the column about Carson Wentz? You know, where's the Carson Wentz conversation? News, kind of notes from the game. Lane Johnson suffers a concussion. Stats, running game disappears in second half. That's about five pages. And then here's an ad. Offense stalls after Johnson leaves. Okay, generic about the offense. Aside from trick play, Bird's defense excels. So now we have a pro defense. Oh, here we go. Eight pages in. Oh, wait, there was no playmaker to be found. So nine pages in, Wentz fails in the clutch. Nine pages for the story that I believe is the story, which is the quarterback is missing throws he needs to make on the last drive. I don't get it. Let's grab Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Joe. People got more excuses for Carson Wentz than a man got getting caught cheating, I'm telling you. You know what I mean? I'm sick of hearing these excuses for this guy, man. This guy was paid the big money to deliver. And then when I look at Lamar Jackson and I look at, Brissett, I look at, these guys that's having success. Even Jimmy Garoppolo this past week threw for 400 some yards and a couple touchdowns, and both his weapons were injured.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I don't want to hear this guy don't have no weapons. McNabb ain't had weapons for years. And we crucified him. You know what I mean? And he delivered. He took us a championship.
He won. He won, Chuck. He won every year.
Every year. This guy is not doing nothing. And we sit up and act like he's the second coming of Jesus Christ. Like we can't criticize him. I'm sick of it, man. When I sat there and I watched that game on Sunday, Joe, I seen a lot of plays left on the field. And I'm not blaming no receivers. I'm not blaming no tight ends. And I'm not blaming the coach who won a Super Bowl here. I repeat that. He won a Super Bowl here, this coach. I'm not blaming a Super Bowl winning coach, you know, who beat a guy that Wentz lost to on Sunday. I'm not going to do that, man. It's plays out there that needs to be delivered. He's not delivering them. And I'm sticking in excuses. My father knows football. He's sitting there, he watching this guy and say, this guy's not as good as everybody say he is. Our eyes are not mistaking us, man.
Chuck, what you just said there, sometimes it feels like my eyes are telling me one thing and then I'm reading something else or I'm being told something else. My eyes aren't lying.
My eyes aren't lying to me, Joe. When I watch this guy play and I watch other quarterbacks, like you said, I'm watching Jimmy G sling that thing down the field and his lead receiver is Deebo Samuel. Like, come on, man.
Who people, Chuck, if you put Deebo Samuel in the middle of Center City right now, would anyone know he's a football player?
I wouldn't know who he was at all.
Yep.
And Jimmy is winning with him.
It's like you said, there were 400 yards. Chuck, I appreciate the phone call. You know what it is? This is I think this is the root of my frustration with the frustrating conversation. For some reason, Carson Wentz gets the benefit of the doubt, and I don't understand why. I don't. You know, we rip Nelson Agholor, and I understand he's not playing very well, and he's not very good. But like we rip a guy that has excelled at the highest level. and help this team win a Super Bowl. Rip them. Alshon Jeffrey's going to leave a hated player in this town. He helped the Eagles win a Super Bowl. Doug Peterson went from smart to dumb overnight, won a Super Bowl. There's one guy that gets the benefit of the doubt that has accomplished nothing, relatively nothing in the NFL, and that's Carson Wentz. I mean, like, there's been a million quarterbacks that were 28 and 22. Million. Like, there's nothing to his career so far that says the benefit of the doubt. Like, you know, a quarterback plays for 10 years and he has a bad stretch of games, there's a benefit of the doubt. There's time. Maybe he's accomplished something. Maybe he's won an MVP. Maybe he's been a seven-time Pro Bowl or whatever. Won a bunch of playoff games. It's just amazing to me the benefit of the doubt a guy gets that's really never done anything. I that's the part I don't get of this whole thing. Will is in Frankfurt.
Oh, my God. Jaleel, before I get into my Carson Wentz thing, allow me to ask you a question, okay?
Okay.
Who would you rather have, Tom Brady Aaron Rodgers?
Tom Brady.
You'll have Tom Brady, right?
Yes.
Why would you have Tom Brady? Because he wins? No, don't. I don't want to hear it just because he wins.
He's a better quarterback.
Because he's precise, right?
Yes.
What's his completion average?
This year, or what are we talking about?
Career.
64, maybe?
64.
Uh-huh.
What's Carson's career?
Wait. Well, I knew you were going this way, Will. When Tom Brady came in the league in 2000... No. The league has changed considerably. When Tom Brady came in the league, the average...
Okay, I'll give you one year in particular where his numbers was crazy. Is when he had Randy Moss. You and the other last caller, the Nick Foles ice, that's what I like to call him.
And what are you, a Carsonite? What are you?
I'm not a Carsonite. I will never say Carson played a great game on Sunday. He didn't play a great game. He played a good game.
No, what? He played a good game on Sunday? What was good about Carson Wentz's game Sunday?
I'll explain to you, because the last caller said something about Jimmy Garoppolo, about Dabo on Samuel. Dabo made a great catch falling off the deck out of the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson Aguilar had a chance to make a spectacular catch. Name a spectacular catch Nelson Aguilar made all year.
Well, it should have never come down to fourth down when you missed the tight end on first and third down. It should have never come down to fourth down.
I give you that. He had a bad game. I'll say he played good. You say he played bad. Can't argue with that
Will,
whatsoever.
I want to hear your logic on what was good about Carson Wentz's game on Sunday. Like, tell me.
Let me ask you a question. You say you'd rather have Tom Brady. How many good deep throws has Tom Brady made over his career without Randy Moss?
Will, you know what you are? You're just like everybody else who doesn't understand what actually wins in the NFL. You like highlights. Guess what I don't like?
Would you rather have a quarterback that keeps you in games, in position to win no matter what's going on?
Did
Carson do that on Sunday, yes or no?
Did he do that? What did he do?
The defense
put them in position to win the game. Let's be real. Come on.
The defense put them in position. Who dropped the pass in the end zone?
Who what?
Who dropped the pass on the end zone?
They gave up 17 points in an NFL game in 2019. You should win the game.
Really?
Yes.
You should win the game with 17 points.
What is the average score in the NFL today? 20? 21? They give up 17? That's a game you should win.
That's a game you should win. So are we saying that the offense is the problem or Carson Wentz is the problem?
The offense led by Carson Wentz.
So Nick Foles, who averaged 14 points in the playoff last year, won those games, right?
No, Nick Foles didn't win the games. He helped them win the games. And he didn't play well against the Saints. I said that on this station the next day. Well, I appreciate the call. Again, if you want to watch highlights and determine who you think the best quarterbacks are, go watch him. I'll watch the Super Bowl because the Super Bowl isn't made by the guy who makes the most highlights. You know who's talented? Cam Newton. Cam Newton's not won a thing. Jay Cutler was talented, didn't win a thing. Matthew Stafford, talented, doesn't win a thing. Mike Vick, perhaps the most talented, didn't win a thing. Aaron Rodgers is the best combination of all these talents. He has won one Super Bowl. And I would argue most of his career has been a waste. A waste. He has not been back to a Super Bowl since his one in 2010 when, oh, by the way, he had a great defense that year. This whole thing about who can make the throws and talent, it has nothing to do with who wins the game. Just, it doesn't. The guys that have all this talent don't win because they often fail in the routine. That's what we have here. And look, if you have extraordinary talent and you put it together with the routine, you can be special. But that's not what we've been given here. We're given a guy that makes 3 to 4 plays a game that everyone wants to look at his highlights and tweet him out, and then I'm watching basic misses. That's why I'm frustrated, because this isn't hard. We're making it harder than it has to be. 888-729-9494. That's my frustration. We'll come back, your phone calls. And I don't want to touch on this when we get back. This year's team versus last year's team at the same juncture through 10 games. This year's team, is as tough as it is, it's better. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!